The match is over and the Finn Harp supporters that travel down by bus or car are celebrating to the left of our commentary box here, because Finn Harps have got their first victory of the season. It finished here, Finn Harps 1, Longford Town 0. A goal, a penalty from Ryan Rainey, 8 minutes from time, the decisive score in this game. Indeed, it was two players that were dropped for this contest that won that penalty. Seamus Keogh hitting the ball in towards the penalty area for Akui Okuta, who was taken down. The defender just getting the wrong side of Okuta, and the penalty was awarded by referee Daniel Murphy, and Ryan Rainey for the third time this season slotted it into the back of the net, and it finally kick-started Finn Harp's season. They got the best chance of the game in the opening minute, Ryan Flood slicing the ball over the bar, but admittedly Longford Town were probably the better team over the opening 45 minutes, even though Ryan Flood again had another opportunity before the break. The big blow for Finn Harps was Keith Cowan going off with an injury after 20 minutes. Manager Dave Rogers also picked up a yellow card in that period, as did Ellis Farrer, one of Finn Harp's top players in this game, along with Quivian Porter and Noah Baba. In the second half, Noah Baba was the player to force the first save from the Longford keeper Jack Brady on 48 minutes. Longford had two out of the chances afterwards. A. Durford, their best one, on 55 minutes, but they couldn't find a way through the home side. Do great patterns of play, but just lacked that killer touch to really threaten Tim Oliver Heimer. Eventually, play worked its way down to the 81st minute as Seamus Keogh and Akui Okuta set up the penalty for Ryan Rainey to put the ball into the back of the net, and Finn Harps have their first victory of the 2023 season. It puts them up to 7th place at the moment, 2 points behind Athlone Town and Wexford, but hopefully this is a chance now to build on and get themselves back in the race. A difficult game at home against Cove Ramblers next week in the race, but for the moment, the Finn Harps supporters are celebrating with the team as the team went straight down to them to acknowledge their trip down here to Bishopsgate for this game. A fantastic result for Dave Rogers and his team. It's all over here in the Airtricity League. What a way to wrap up a bumper day of Irish sport. Finn Harps with a victory. The final score here in the Airtricity League First Division, it finished Longford Town 0, Finn Harps 1.